And there were like underage girls that like Amber would bring to the parties, and she would like purposefully sneak a phone in or sneak some recording device in, and she would get Elon all fucked up. It's criminal activity. I mean, you can't do that.
By the way, criminals are highly intelligent people.
I mean, the balls on these bitches to come up to a married man. That is so weird to me. I never get hit on. Like, I can't remember one time in our entire marriage that I've been hit on. Ever.
Yeah, it's fucking right.
I mean, like, people will send me, like, dick pics in my DMs, but I don't open them, and that's just, like, spam, you know? And
how
I
do
never
you know
actually.
Dick pics, then?
I guess I don't know, but some of like our, my staff.
You
like,
just assume they were dick pics?
Well, some of my customer service has in the past opened stuff up where they're like, that's, you know, whatever. And, or they'll say like, you know, they'll leave that little like sentence where it's like, hey, like want to chat? And they, you know, like find me here. And then it'll be like XX or like XXX
like spam,
or whatever. But just spam. It's not like it's like a real person genuinely like interested in me. But now I'm like, okay. I mean, women
like,
have balls.
Yeah, but you
I
don't like
never...
put yourself out there like that. Like we're not out there
do
like
you?
Thirst trapping. No, which is why it doesn't happen. I mean, this is
this, but this happens. This
no,
is, I mean, this is like this is like the second time in that's one week.
Two times in my time. No, no, that was like years ago. That was like 2 years ago that the other one, yoga one, happened. But like, there's no other. That's like the two times in my entire life. Like, I mean, that I'm aware of. Like, but the yeah. The thing is, like, but my, like, it was like
you
the Amber
into
Heard
older
thing.
Older women
this,
before
like,
me.
They're just like, kind of, no, they're bored. They're bored. And they're like, hey, I'm bored. And sex is one area that
Dude,
people just kind of
Amber
explore,
Heard
explore,
is not bored. She is certifiably insane. She should be in jail. Did you guys see House and Habits article or on Substack that she wrote? You have to have a subscription to read it. And she says she does that not really for the money. It's not that much money. I'm a subscriber. It's like $5 a month or something, or $10 a month or whatever. It's nothing to actually have an independent journalist really write genuinely whatever she wants without any regulations or like whatever else is going on in the world right now. Censorship or like narrative or whatever.
Yeah, Substack's growing. It's interesting
Substack,
model.
I guess, is like really down with like protecting free speech and that the right to like share your point of view and whatever, whatever, which I like. And Jess, I forget her last name, Jessica, you guys know, House and Habit on Instagram. I won't tag her on Instagram because Instagram shadow bans her, and I was shadow banned for like 4 months, and I finally just got unshadow banned, and I just don't want to do anything to Ooh. Fuck it up again. Because it was just like, it's such a problem, you know, like your growth just completely stalls, and then you have like limited reach is what Facebook calls it. They won't say shadow
yeah,
banned.
Yeah, what did they call it? They had a name.
They
for
said
it.
Limited visibility or yeah. limited. Yeah, limited visibility, I think, is like the term they coined for it internally. But to all of us on the outside, it's a shadow ban. You know, they're banning your content. They're lowering your algorithm, whatever it is.
It was
is.
All from the April Fool's joke, huh?
No. No,
oh, that's
it was
not what
from
it was?
It was from like two or three slides from previous Wild Wednesdays that people had written in their stories to me, and it contained something that was like offensive or incited violence, which it wasn't inciting violence. It was telling a story about something that happened in the past, but because the computer picked it up, then it got sent in, and even though I appealed it, it still was like a strike against my account. So there was a couple strikes. That's why when we do Wild Wednesday, I ask you guys to like write in code and speak in code. And when I post, I like will cross things out and use emojis and stuff because it was Wild Wednesday. It wasn't that April Fool's video, which by the way, if you happen to see the April Fool's video, which is only up for 10 minutes before Instagram like banned it, it was literally the funniest video we've ever made. It would have gone, dude, in literally like 2 minutes, we had hundreds of engagements. Yeah. Like, likes and comments. People were just like going wild. They were already sharing it and stuff. It would have gone so freaking viral. It was such a funny video, but whatever. My point is Substack, I guess, is like where it's at for like free speech and free independent journalism.
Yeah, it's where journalists can monetize their articles.
Right. Well, and also like protect it because I don't think Instagram can punish her because it doesn't live on Instagram's platform. It's in behind a paywall on someone else's platform. So like Instagram can't shut her account down. From what I understand, Instagram wouldn't be able to shut her account down because she's posting these alleged stories because it's actually not on Instagram. It's off of Instagram.
But that's the same true of every other news company. So that's that wouldn't be different. Like that it's on somebody else's stuff. The key difference is that people are paying the writers directly. Because the current problem with media is that I think we talked about this last time, where the customers are not the users.
Right.
So every major news outlet, the way that media is set up in general, social media, news media, the people that are reading the articles are not the customers. They are the users. The customers are the people paying for them to write these dumb, A-B tested, salacious headlines and clickbait and get them and charge impressions. So Substack removes that. They removes the middleman. So it says, hey, I want Nancy to report on these stories. And I'm going to pay her $5 a month and she's going to, you know, do whatever she wants. She's not going to have to be like, oh, well, I really want to write on these pieces, but I have to do this one because this one get more clicks.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really remove the moral hazard of she's only going to be doing stuff that get the most subscriptions, but it's a cleaner relationship in my opinion. There's one fewer party.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. I see that for sure. So she has been writing, I signed up a couple months ago. I've been really busy with like other stuff. So I did follow the Depp Heard trial, but I wasn't a fan before. I didn't really know anything about either one of them before that trial, but I did follow the trial very, very closely, kind of like throughout. And it kind of took a hit to my productivity. So like when it was over, I was like, I can't do this anymore. Like I got to get back to work and like doing my own shit, you know? I mean, I was working the entire time, but you know what I mean? It was like, I was spending like 90 minutes, 2 hours a day, like listening to everything on 2x the speed, like trying to like catch up and stay up to date or whatever. So I have kind of been out of the loop and I read it's Jessica Reed Krause, by the way, if you want to find her on Substack and subscribe and you can read all the stuff that I'm talking about. But she had allegedly she claims that I guess someone followed her that's in the Depp circle during the trial or right before the trial, or maybe it was right after the trial, I don't know. And they told Depp that she was like basically doing an independent journalist, da, da, da. She got a call from Johnny Depp and they talked allegedly for like an hour on the phone while she was like carpooling her kids. And he kind of like revealed all this information. So one of her pieces was about that. But then yesterday she dropped this fucking bombshell about Amber Heard and how this girl does not have criminal charges pressed against her is fucking beyond me. Like, she must have so much dirt on people that are so fucking high up that can pull the craziest strings to keep her ass out of trouble, because she was drugging people. She had underage girls.
Allegedly.
Yeah. I mean, how many times did I say allegedly?
Yeah. Well,
she had a lot
because it's not like proof, right?
But I mean, you could say there's not proof of anything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, she's not on trial for it. She's not facing criminal. What were the criminal things that she was doing, allegedly?
Did you read the article I sent you?
No. Can you?
Fuck. God, he never preps for podcasts.
This, your idea of prepping for a podcast was screen sharing something, screen recording.
Yeah,
an
because you don't have the login to my Substack, and I know that you weren't going to log in and like read it.
Give me like a TLDR version or something. Like, you just can't. Like, let me interview you about it. What criminal charges should she be facing?
She was drugging someone that she was like dating and having threesomes with, Elon Musk. There was this chick that was younger than her that was hooking up. It was basically, they had like a three-way thing going on. Like, they were all dating each other and like really dating each other, like having threesomes and going on dates, spending time in Elon's home around his children, watching him be a parent, which, by the way, they said he was a very attentive dad to his children when he was around them. I don't know how much time he's actually around them.
So he's running SpaceX, Tesla, wants to buy Twitter, and he is going to raise these 8 children.
I didn't say that he's raising them as a stay-at-home dad. I said in the article, the people that she interviewed to write this piece said when they were around Elon in his home with his children there, he was very engaged. He would sit down and play video games or do activities with them and give them his full undivided attention to his kids. Listen.
Which ones?
Wow, he hates Elon Musk so much.
Yeah, on that front, it's ridiculous.
It kills him to hear anything positive.
No,
let's get to the bad things
about
Elon, okay? Let's get to the bad things. So, actually, the whole piece, I mean, Elon actually has like weird business that he's been doing, like sexual business, whatever, has like sexual fetishes that I think most of us would find a little bizarre. But still in the piece, Elon sort of came out looking like a victim of Amber Heard yet again. It's like anyone that you hear the whole story about it, you're like, yeah, she blackmailed that person. She manipulated them. She fucked with them. She used them, abused them. And this is just, this article is just more examples of it. So they were, there was this girl, they called her Gia, but that's probably not her real name. Gia and Elon and Amber were all started basically dating. Amber like lured her in and promised her all these things. And Gia and Amber were hooking up first. And then she introduced them to Elon, then it became like this threesome. And Gia was like, Amber, what do you see in Elon? Like, who cares if he's rich? Like, he's like so socially awkward and like weird. And like, and Amber's like, yeah, but he's like really, really smart. So like, she was just using him basically. So then it like went on, and then this girl Gia started waking up not remembering anything from the night before, even if she wasn't like, I guess, heavily drinking or whatever. She started feeling like she was like seriously drugged, to the point where she thought that Amber was drugging her at night, and then I don't even know what she was doing with her. And then she would wake up the next day. Then Gia said it got so bad that she thought that one day, I'm not gonna wake up anymore, so I have to get away from Amber, this is toxic. And then, you know, Amber and Elon were going through a breakup too. So when after they broke up, you know, Gia went to this party that Elon was at, and Elon said, like, I want you to save from Amber because I seriously think that she has like intent to actually kill you. Like, she was so jealous that Gia was like breaking up with her that she started like doing these crazy things. And there's this whole scene that happened where they were all this, ended up being at this party together. She didn't think Amber was going to be there, but Amber was there, and Amber like physically attacked her, shocker, which is like so many stories about this. Like, how many stories can you hear about someone being the attacker and being the abuser, yeah, before like, you're like,
smoke, there's fire.
Fucking, yeah. Okay, this is definitely the abuser. You know what I mean? And she like took a wine bottle opener and was like trying to like hit her with it, and was like ripping her dress open, which is like, it was a really fancy event, da, 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 whatever. Guys, there's so many pictures. So like, I would say, sure, this is all bullshit, but there are so many pictures that these weird, I'm sorry, if this is your thing, whatever, I'm not judging you, but to me it's weird. These weird sex parties where you would show up as like, you're volunteering to go to one of these parties. You would show up to like a undisclosed location with a blindfold on, get in this bus, and then get taken to this party.
Yeah, it's like Eyes Wide Shut or whatever, Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman.
I don't know. I've never seen that. Yeah. But then once you get to the party, you're not allowed to have your phone or any other like communication device. You're blindfolded until you get into the party. And then once you're there, it's like an unsaid rule. Like, you're not leaving until you participate in the sexual acts that are going on, because no one can leave without participating. Because if you participate, then you can't tell because you did the bad things too, is basically what the article was like saying. This girl Gia that came forward that has been at all these parties and turned over all these pictures that are at these parties.
Yeah, 100%.
And there were like underage girls that like Amber would bring to the parties, and she would like purposefully sneak a phone in or sneak some recording device in, and she would get Elon all fucked up on MDMA, which is like ecstasy, which I guess Amber loves, although in court she said she's only done it once or twice. Like, fucking bullshit, bitch. So she would get all hopped up on ecstasy, get everyone else all hopped up on ecstasy or like whatever the fuck. And then apparently, allegedly, she would bring in some underage chicks and then have Elon doing these things with underage chicks, because he probably didn't even realize they were underage, or he was too out of his mind or whatever. And then she would record him doing these things. And then she'd use those recordings to blackmail him into doing whatever she wanted. Give me my embryos. I want to have a baby with you. Like, give me money to fund my lifestyle or whatever. Give me money to pay for my lawyers in this Johnny Depp case. I don't know what she did,
yeah,
but like,
smart. It's
criminal activity. Yeah. I mean, you can't do that.
By the other day, criminals are highly intelligent people.
I mean, I will give her that. She is smart.
Just someone commits a crime doesn't
mean to fucking blackmail people like this. But like, I'm sorry, but truth needs to get out. Like, I'm with Johnny Depp. Like, I'm a truth seeker. And if someone's going to fuck over that many people and ruin that many people's lives, I mean, I'm sure Elon has all kinds of shit that like issues and things that haven't been said. Like, I think Johnny Depp's the only one that's really come forward and been like, she's an abuser. This is what she did.
Yeah.
I want her to have accountability. And the only reason that he probably did it is because he had no other choice, because she fucking ruined his life.
Well,
ruined his career. He couldn't get a job.
He's got money too. It's like, that's
well, that's true.
You gotta have money. It's very unfair. All of it.